The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey, Brian, and hey, everybody. Welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to talk to you guys. Glad to be here tonight, and I'm so glad you guys are here. I appreciate you for joining me here on Tapping In, and there's all kinds of stuff, you know, that's happening in the world. The world's a little crazy. I don't know if you've noticed or not. If you haven't, you just aren't watching any medias. It's okay. It's all okay. And, you know, and so sometimes an argument is a good thing. And sometimes an argument is a bad thing. I'm not so sure. But tonight, God told me to do the show on arguing. On arguing. And so, and so some of the people that you would think don't argue their butts off. And do you guys have one family member or friend that just argues about everything? They argue about arguing. And then how do you get out of that? How do you get out of the arguing mode? And is there anything good that ever comes out of that? Or do you work it out? Do you not, you know, like Judy, how do you deal with arguing? What do you do? What do you do when somebody's arguing with you?
I'll argue. I mean, I kind of enjoy it. And then they just, if I'm on the phone, they hang up on me, or they just.
Oh, you get mean. So you're a mean arguer. You're pretty smart. You're pretty streetwise, and so you hit below the belt. Is that what you're saying?
If need be, I mean.
If you gotta go there, watch this. And then you just body slam the person. You just hit them so hard right between the eyes that they can't see. And then they hang up. So you go to a place of non-communication when you argue, and then I don't have to hear it anymore. Is that what you do?
Absolutely. I consider that a win for me.
So you're fairly evil. I love it. That's good. So you admit it. All right. So you got the little evil side, and you're like, okay, well, you know, I'll take you on. Let's go argue. Let's hit it.
And I have an argue demon.
All right. So, Noj, what do you do with arguing? What do you do with arguing?
Well, usually I try to match the argument, you know. So if they go at one level, I try to go at the same level until one of us says enough. And it's usually me.
You give up.
I give up, yeah. Eventually I say, I can't argue with stupid, so I just go away.
Do you tell them that? Do you say you can't argue with stupid?
It's in my mind, yeah.
Oh, you don't tell them that?
No, of course.
Yeah, see, but Judy, you would tell them that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Brian, the voice of reason, the voice of reason. Brian, what do you do in an argument, or do you argue? Or what happens? What do you got for me? What do you do?
Very, very rare do I argue. I'll try to get my point across for a little bit, and then after that, if it's not going anywhere, I just like to know, just let it go.
Oh, so you just let it go.
Okay, yeah.
Judy, why can't you let it go? Why you gotta punch them in the face, bloody their nose, knock their teeth out? Why you gotta do that?
Well, that's my way of letting go. Right. Everybody has a different way of letting go, and I just let them go.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we got anywhere. Well, so far I've learned nothing. I've absolutely learned nothing from the show, except 2-1 on punch them in the nose, knock them out, or just let it go. Let it go. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. There you are.
Wow. Yeah. What's the right answer? Is there a right answer?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm trying to figure it out. God said, ask everybody what that's like. And so there we go. So
usually at the end, it's I at the very end, I say, well, I don't disagree with you. Whatever the argument is, I always say.
I remember you doing that with me. Well, that makes me feel stupid. Anyway, there we go. So now I feel real ignorant. Anyway, well, there we are. I appreciate you guys. I love you. And so to note, you're back in America. Woo! You know, you almost defected forever. I didn't think you were coming back. Yeah, but you're back. So that's good. That's really, really good. Right. Judy, you're back home terrorizing everyone, I assume. You know,
back Brian, and back.
Brian's in Vegas. You and Brian terrorized Vegas for a minute, for a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, I heard stories. I heard tales. You leave a little trail of stuff wherever you go. There's like a little trail of chaos, and you know
what happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas, Brian.
I know the guy who owns the hotel and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, then there's that. Just saying. Anyway, there we go. Well, anyway, thank you guys for tapping in. So far, I hope you're enlightened. And we'll see. But you can ask me spiritual questions, psychic questions. I don't think I've ever been more psychic. For some reason, it's just kicked in, and I am so psychic. It is freaky. Even I'm freaking myself out. You know. So if you guys got some psychic questions, just ask me about things, and I'll be glad to go into it for you. There's a lot of stuff going on. Bog, the sun god, who is the sun god of love, marriage, love, soulmates, is the sun god of love and abundance. So those are two big topics for human beings. If you you're human, live on the planet Earth, you want your soulmate and you want to get real successful. And so Bog is the sun god to talk to. And so he's made like a real comeback. I mean, I hung out with him for about 3 years before I actually figured out that he was a character in Hindu history, and his name was Bog. And there he goes, and he looks like that. And of course, I saw him looking like that. How about that? And so he looked like CP3O on Star Wars. And this is after I healed him. He was an ancient, and he lived in a heaven called Bog Heaven. And this heaven is a physical heaven like the planet Earth. There's a few heavens that exist in the cosmos that's a physical heaven like the planet Earth. And I figured this out in the last couple of weeks, which is pretty interesting. They've been sort of educating me in these physical heavens so that I'm able to figure out how we're supposed to do here. How are we supposed to really, you know, create our heaven here? How do we manifest our heaven here? Well, I've been getting heaven lessons from Bog Heaven for several years. And now, of course, you know, since the COVID thing, and I died a few times, because that's the only way you can get in the door of Zion Heaven, which is the highest heaven. I've been, you know, teaching you guys how to go up to Zion Heaven and meditate and pull down all these gifts from Zion Heaven. Well, so then I started talking to Bog because he shows up in my garden and wants to sit there and talk to me for a while. And so I'm like, yeah, please. He is explaining to me that he wants me to share with you guys how to really get in touch with Bog. And as you get in touch with Bog, you can manifest things. And he is famous for instant manifestations. So this is the lesson we're learning now and what seems to be the low-hanging fruit in spiritual land. So I'm going to work with you guys on how to manifest stuff, whatever it is you're wanting with abundance, or whatever it is you're wanting with love, marriage, soulmates, that kind of thing. And so this is a big deal. Now, how many of you guys have already worked with Bog? Because I've been talking about him for a long time. I showed you guys how to find him, see him, do stuff, you know. Some of you guys, Lisa Berger, you're waving your hand, Lisa, let me talk to you. So you're able to see Bog. You can see spiritually and feel spiritually and stuff, and so what is that, you know? And so, oh, there's your Bog rock. Yeah, that's cool.
I got a couple, but yeah. I want to go to arguing. Okay, I'll tell you my solution after being Gary-ized.
Okay.
Bog-ized and everybody else-ized. Okay. And I am so grateful. So please understand, I laugh because there are always two sides to every story. And I know what you have taught me. We don't know. We don't know anything.
We don't know. Like my theory of life. I know I don't know, because then I can always know more. Right.
And, it, you know, I've always felt like life was like an onion, where the more your love, the depth of your love, the depth of your understanding was as you removed a layer, you could get deeper.
Right. And that's true.
And you've just helped each and every one of us get a bit deeper. So yeah, oh, I was a Judy. I'm you know, I'm a big Judy fan.
Great. And so you argue. So you're on the argue thing. And so you would argue, and you do you like a good argument?
Body drop them. I was told at the age of 12 that my answer to any problem was I would just stab them and then I'd twist it.
Okay. So you were evil on arguing. You had a little evil side, a little malicious side.
I was righteous little child. I knew what I knew and I wanted what I wanted.
Yeah. Do you still find yourself doing that? Do you find that you like to argue it out?
No, I now laugh.
Okay.
My answer is I just start chuckling and laughing and it diffuses good. The whole thing because, you know, I argue with my husband. Come on. But, you know, he's my husband. I'm supposed to argue with him. But in general.
Oh, really? Are you supposed to? Now, let me say that. Are you supposed to really argue with your husband?
You're not married to Alan Berger. You're not married to my husband.
All right.
I do believe that I just noticed, in fact, when I was sticking a little knife and turning it, and it wasn't the plastic addiction knife, it was, you know, the real knife. And mm-hmm. He learned from his best friend. The wife is always right, or a happy wife, happy life. And so he just let it go. And I'm like, I just started chuckling. You know,
okay.
We must right. laugh.
Okay. All right.
We laugh, and because we all know the idiocy of both sides of the argument can win. It's just.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Who cares about winning? We're never going to win. God wins. He wins the war. We're not going to win these little battles. Why would we even try? They have the right to believe what they want to believe. I have the right to believe what I want to believe. And nobody needs to argue about it. And then when they still argue, you walk away because it's not.
So you do. So you would do more like John, like Tanoch does.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I also tell him, I think you're an idiot. And I walk away.
Okay, so you punch him in the nose once and then leave. All right.
No. I was taught that when I was about 5 years old. I was told to go out and punch the bully of the neighborhood in the nose when I was five. Okay.
Yeah, I was too. I was taught that. I remember his name. His name was Tommy. You know, and so
I don't remember his name, but I remember bringing him over, luring him in, and just punching him in the nose at five. Yeah. This is bad parenting.
That was my dad's advice. You know, I had a bully and the bully was always bullying me. And he said, next time you come home and you tell me your bully story, I'm going to beat you. And I was like, oh, hell no. You know, and so because I had a country redneck dad. And so he really meant it. And so the next time that this bully tried to bully me, I popped him as hard as I could and damn near killed him as a kid. He's a little kid. I was a little kid, but I hit him pretty hard. And so he never bullied me again. You know, and my dad didn't beat me to death. So there we are. So a story in abuse in North Carolina growing up. Anyway,
well, we call it a win-win.
I think so. Anyway, so I don't know about arguing. But anyway, so there we are. So now here's the thing. Bog wants to give you a spiritual gift and you can this will allow you. It was really crazy because Bog started giving me cards. He would give me a card. And I would look at the card and whatever I was manifesting would appear on the card. Then within about a day or two, whatever I was manifesting would appear in my life. It was magical. It was absolutely magical. And let me make a point, it still is. So I got this beautiful gift of, and that's what the cards look like. They're very glittery, kind of golden, silvery looking. And then you turn them over and they turn into your manifestation, and then your manifestation will come true. Well, I got this beautiful gift yesterday of the cards, but I got a deck of cards. And so I didn't just get one card. I got like a deck of cards. And the deck of cards were all like it had this sparkly energy the bog energy on both sides. And then tonight I got the gift of the cards to give you guys. And so all you guys can get a bog card. And so this is kind of a crazy, that's what it looks like. And when I was manifesting, all these bog cards were coming down. That's what it looked like. Great picture. Wow, that's cool, wherever that came from. So there's like, you can imagine from my garden, I got the spiritual gift of all these bog cards. And so go back to that picture, if you would, Judy. That's a cool picture. I like that. And so, because it's very accurate. And so I want you guys to imagine grabbing one of these bog cards. And I want you to just take your card there, just grab one. Grab one, and there's plenty more coming where those are. So just reach and get them. And Lisa, now you got two, actually, Lisa. There you are. Put one back. No, not really. Oh, you got one for you and your spouse there. He got one.
Alan.
Yeah. So Alan got one. Okay, now I want you to see. Notice how your hand is a little warm. I can feel it, and his is too, a little tingly. And I want you to think of what you would like. Okay. And I see all kinds of things, you know, showing up on the other side of your card. I actually see cars showing up on your card. You know, I don't know if you're trying to buy a car or want a car, but I see a car showing up. Cars, several, you know, more than one. And I also see a trip showing up. And so I'm seeing lots of different things. So you're manifesting a whole bunch of stuff. And in the spiritual dimension, this appears as a round white orb, okay? So, and now I see several, maybe, I don't know, 30 or 40 of these round white orbs that are showing up around your body, and around your head. There we go, pull it on in. So you got real dizzy then. And so the reason you got real dizzy, you see, is because that will now show up in your world. And so, but this really does work. This really works. So I can't wait to hear what you guys got to say next week with this.
I'm literally, my armpits are dripping. Okay.
Well, you got hot. Okay.
I didn't mean to be rude, but my armpits are dripping.
That's what it looks like right there. And so these are bog cards. It's a whole deck. And so all these bog cards are coming down. And so Here, this will bring you. Yes.
Yeah, with bog. I had a discernible method for abundance to come, and meaning scientifically I could track it. And it didn't come until I sat down. I said, okay, Bog, tell me what I need to do to open up this channel, because I damn well know you can do it. And I can track it, and I'd like to see that. And I've seen over probably at least a 70% increase since I sat down with Bog. I didn't know what else to do.
It's actually the quickest way to manifest from here, other than God himself. And so, but Bog is the sun god. That he's not an angel, he's a sun god. And he's the only living sun god that actually still lives in a physical heaven. And so he lives in a physical heaven, just like Earth is a physical heaven. And I have a really long story with him, and it's a cool book that I've got kicking out pretty quick, called The Book of Bog. But this is really something that will help you guys with the enlightenment and also with manifesting. But so I want to start talking about him a little bit because of this. But Bog Heaven is a really special place. And now notice how you're starting to feel warm in your arms. A lot of you guys are feeling pretty warm right now. I can feel it. You know, it's pretty
crazy. And I normally don't feel a lot. But I delve into something about this bog? Like I told you, that happened about a year ago, and it took about 6 months. So I'm a little slow. Now, Bog Heaven is gold and red because the red brings the manifestation down. So I see bog as gold. And I tried to find something to put in my garden that was bog-like. I have a hovel that is a bog hovel, and all I see is light come from it. There's a light in there, so I should see light. And so I worked with that. I'm trying to dig into how to help each and every one of us connect deeper and hear and receive from Bog.
Just think of Bog. And so he's the easiest one to connect to. There's not an easier one. I mean, there's really not. And so he spends a lot of time. If you come to the spiritual retreat, I have a Bog bench. And if you guys sit on the Bog bench, many times Bog is sitting there beside you. And I mimic this bench after a little waterfall, a little trickling stream, which is right in front of the bench I have here in my garden in the backyard. And this is a little Bog bench. And so when you sit on the Bog bench, you actually get these Bog gifts. And then when you get these Bog gifts, you find things come to you. But anyway, a lot of you guys got that card. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Big kiss.
Can I sneak something else in?
Yeah.
This piece of art, which is Fallon's.
Yeah.
Fallon, and she was on the Bog bench and she touched the water of Bog. And that's when she visualized the lion that she painted that is so phenomenally beautiful. So at the spiritual retreat, Fallon was able to pull in from the Bog bench and the stream this vision that she had painted the most, in my opinion, one of the most gorgeous things she's painted, and I love mine. So I'm done.
No, with the lion, I think the lion was the most, I think so too. Love that painting. I love that painting. That's one of her great paintings. But, you know, I say it's one of her greatest, but then she'll paint another thing that's greater. So there we are. Check out Fallon's artwork. And so it's amazing. I can't remember her website. Thanks. Big kiss. There we go. So you guys, a lot of you guys, I've had experiences with Bog and get to where you can see him and have a relationship with him. And so let me talk to Mark. I know you have a relationship with Bog, and I know because sometimes you'll say, hey, I saw Bog and Bog, you know, gave you this or gave you that or something. What's that like? And could you see the card that you got right then? Were you able to see that card or feel that card?
I could feel the card. Yes, I have a relationship with Bog. And it's funny, not funny, but it's, I guess it's timely that it's coming back around, because the last time I had, you know, with Bog, probably 2022-ish,
right,
there was a huge train of gold, you know, and it was, I don't know, about a $10 million deal that we put together.
Right.
And now we've got another deal that we're putting together. It's about $10 million again. So it's just, it's like, it's coming back. So, you know, it's like all the pieces are fitting together. So it's very timely that you're talking
about. It makes sense to you. Yeah, because when Bog shows up and he hangs out with you, you have abundance and it just crazy. And it's something, it's not as crazy as you can think. It's crazier than you can think. And so it makes total sense. I see Bog handing you a card, but your card is a little bigger than your house. So reach up and grab it. It's big. It's sometimes these cards are that. There you go. Now pull it into you. Pull that into you. That's your big deal. There we are. You actually have two big deals. That deal will spin into two deals is what I see. I don't know if that makes any sense to you in your head.
It's a huge land.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we are. And so now then look how you feel now. See how you feel full? It's like you're full of the light it takes to pull that kind of deal off. And so it works like that. Now your head got so dizzy. Don't fall out of the chair. Feel that feeling?
The dimensions are all,
yep, all over the place. Well, all the dimensions that were going sideways, backwards, crazy are now going in the right direction. And they're all working in tandem. So there we go. Perfect. Now you're set up. And so you just say, thank you, Bog. Say, thank you, Bog. Look how that feels.
Thank you, Bog.
There we are. Thank you. And thank you, God. Thank you, Bog. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
See, I can breathe better now. I feel that energy. You can too. There we are. See what happens. Perfect things. And before, when you would do this, you noticed things changed. Things got bigger, better. Wow. Holy cow.
The deals would just line up. And I would ask every morning, you know, clear with Bog. And you get the cards, you get the crowns and the pyramids, you know, the rainbow crown. So it was huge. So
good. There you go.
A lot of good points.
Perfect, guys. And so if you listen to Mark, it's just that simple because it works like that. And he's very, bog is very prevalent on the planet right now. Rightfully so, because I didn't think about it. I didn't really, you know, sometimes I'm a little slow too. And I didn't realize that I was getting a sort of a sneak peek into what Zion heaven is. Zion heaven is also a physical heaven. There's a few physical heavens in all of God's universes. Not many, a few. And in these physical heavens, they are the most special, precious heavens to God. And because you can be physical and you can be spiritual at the same time. And Bog Heaven is a physical heaven. And so these heavens, as you pull down the energy from these heavens, that's the reason I always do these big things with the Mayans. You know, the Mayan, all the Mayan, you know, the Mayans are known to be such spiritually gifted freaks of nature. Well, they have the Chichen Itza pyramid has sort of doorstep looking things. It's not exactly like the pyramids in Egypt. And that particular pyramid is also the pyramid of Bog Heaven. And so, there's a big connection between Bog and the Mayans. And so I also, you know, I found this out last week. This is interesting. Mark, you'll get a kick out of this. I always talk about Khan. And Khan is the Mayan god that came to me when I was down in Chichen Itza and Tulum. And Khan came to me and gave me all these spiritual gifts that were indeed life-changing. And do you know, we found Khan, and he was a Mayan ruler god. We actually found him in the Mayan history. What a trip, right? And there was actually Khan one and Khan his son too. And so these, you know, beings, whether it's Bog or whether it's Khan, and they introduce themselves to me and they tell me their names. Well, then later, after I dig them out years later and become buddies with them, I somehow, you know, meant to be accidentally, I don't know. But I find out they're real characters in history. And other people know about them in that way, but I only know about them because they told me their name, and I've worked with Khan for years as well, and there's a big connection there. So anyway, this is all in the book that I'm working on now, guys, to throw out to you guys, and I want you guys to, you're going to get a real kick, and it talks about the physical heavens, how to operate in the physical heavens. And Earth is a physical heaven. So this is like a how-to book, how to create your heaven here on Earth. And so that's what we're all about. Anyway, good luck with your heavens. 10 million, yippee, woohoo, good luck. I think it's 20, but anyway, there we go. Good luck, okay. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Interesting stuff, guys. I hope you're enjoying this because it's actually real. We're not making it up. And so it sounds like it's a little made up, but it's not. Who has something interesting that they saw, felt, or experienced when they got their card? When they got their card right a minute ago, did you feel something? Did you get warm? Did you get lighter? Did you feel Tracy Lynn? Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you, Tracy Lynn. What was that like? Unmute. There we go. What was that like when you got your card? What did you feel, see, experience? What happened?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, girl.
You know, I pulled out my Bog Rocks when Lisa did, and I've told you before, gosh, it's so hard for me to connect. It's so hard for me to connect. And at the same time, I feel like a door's being pushed towards me and I'm being pushed towards that door. And this time I was just like, okay, come, okay, that's it. Just let me love you. And what came through with the crystals, your crystals that you chose for me, was such a sweet vibration, such a sweet, sweet, sweet vibration. It was difficult for me to even think while in that vibration. And so I get to be like a chicken and I know it's there and I stay away. And then tonight with the cards came through, I said, okay, all right, I'll have a card. And I heard him say, will you really take the card? And I went, yeah. And so But I still felt like I really wanted to share with Bog. And so he ended up giving me like a little, I want to say like a little card holder, like a little purse.
Okay.
And it was all diamond and glittery. And then we put the cards in there and I held it to my heart and I said, oh, I want you to have it too. And I said, I'm going to give you cards from me. And so we exchanged these little pockets of love. That's all I can think that it is. And at the
It's infinity. It's an infinity connection.
There you go.
You actually did the perfect way, because I've been working with Bog for years, and the perfect way is to create the, you know, the figure eight infinity, the infinity between here and Bog Heaven. So I can go to Bog Heaven and hang out with Bog. Bog can come to my heaven and hang out with me, and he does. And so it's like that energy. And so you actually established the infinity connection between Bog, and all you guys can do the same thing. All you got to do is project enough appreciation. There you go. It looks like that. You got to project enough appreciation to Bog to where he just feels really appreciated. And that's how it works. And so there you go.
I wanted to give. I wanted to give as well as receive.
That's the right answer. Okay, that's the right answer. Well, see, that's the right answer. Because, see, Bog was the sun god of love, marriage, abundance. And what happened was he would give without merit. In other words, like he would give to people that karmically did not deserve. Mm-hmm. And so he would just give. And he was known for this. And all the other gods, all the other Hindu gods and sun gods, they didn't like him because he didn't pay attention to the rules. He made his own rules up. And he would give without merit. But what happened is, and what happens as you give away more than you know, you got almost, or I guess, then what happens, you give. And when you're around people who karmically aren't able to really respond appropriately, they don't say thank you. They don't appreciate anything. So remember that if you want to receive from these higher sources and these higher heavens and these higher deities, what happens is, and this is goes with God as well, you be appreciative. And you got to really be really appreciative because they know the difference. It's not like you're going to cheat them on that. But what you did right there was a perfect assessment of how to do it. So you just did it. That was
good. I felt so much appreciation. I was like, it wasn't enough just to receive. I wanted to give too.
When you spoke of appreciation right then, I saw you go shiny. You started sweating. So you're pretty warm. Yeah. You feel it, right?
Oh yeah. He's all over. He is just all over. Yeah. I've been the one holding back.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I'm silly. You know, it's
no,
not.
You're
it's
dumb. Not, no, you're no dumb. Much, you know, you're dumb. That's dumb. You know, that's, and you know, I, you know, how do I say? Yeah, that's dumb. When you're getting a spiritual gift, get that gift, allow that to happen and feel worthy. You know, that's all. That's what a Bog card looks like. That's what a,
I got this one from you.
Yeah, in any of the really super shiny ones
look like.
Oh, that's actually a really good one.
Yeah, that was for you.
Really. Yeah, that's a real good one. I only had a few of those, and I kept one. It's in my bedroom, but that's a really good one.
So everyone can feed off of it.
Yeah, so I get really high as you twirl it. You know.
Yeah.
So you connect with Bog through shiny crystals, and like, you know, this is a perfect example of what a Bog rock looks like. And so it's sort of gold, sort of silver, and real shiny. And so that's what they do. And but you guys are getting it. You're really getting it. But I see them all around you. Now, when I look at you in the spiritual dimension, you guys want to piggyback on these gifts that she got. And you want to also, you know, what you want to do is you want to appreciate Bog back with enormous appreciation. That's how you get the mother load. And so much like Mark said, and so appreciate. And so when I look around you now, I see a million Bogs all around you.
So, oh, yeah.
I see them in the spiritual dimension, and I see a million of them around you. So you guys want to piggyback off of what she just did, and you want to see and ask Bog to join you and hang out with you. And so there we go. Perfect.
Yeah, Tracy, let him thank you. In your heart. Let him write in your heart, because he'll go in there. And he never shows up empty-handed.
No.
Never. No,
you actually, you know, you get human beings, they're all about, you know, give me stuff, give me trinkets. Well, anyway, this is the God of abundance. And so there we go. Good luck, honey. You don't even need it. You have it now. Let us know. Yeah, let us know. You'll get stupid stuff that'll show up. So good luck, okay? All right, good. There we are. That was fun. Tanoj, did you learn anything? Did you see anything? Did you get anything? What'd you get? What did you see?
I learned to be kinder.
You learned to be kinder? Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Be more patient and appreciative with the people in front of me.
Oh, that's good. Are you making that up or do you mean it? Are you making that up or do you mean it?
No, I'm being serious. Of course I am. Mm. Yeah, I've always believed that. I was just making a joke before. It's if I'm ever really arguing with somebody, and I know that we're not going to reach a place where we're not going to see eye to eye. I mean, I do at the end go, well, I don't disagree with what you're saying, and then try to move on to a different topic or something.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you are very kind. You're kind like that. Yeah, you're kind like that. And so I see you getting all kinds of Bog gifts. You rode in on somebody's coattail and got really gifted up right there.
Oh, well, so, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel your neck got really warm. You feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Really,
all this.
Yeah. Got really lit up. I see your God cord on fire. And I see you up in Bog Heaven. You're here's where you are. If you imagine where I'm looking right now, and you guys should follow along, you're sitting by a little brook. It looks a little bit like the little brook in a little garden in my yard, and here at the retreat center. And so, but you're there, and he's giving you a little drink of holy water, but you're a little kid. You're your little kid higher self. And so there we go. And he gave you a drink of this holy water. It's blue. There we are. Now you got really warm, a different warmth inside. Feel that?
And oh, so, yeah. I felt it come in. Yeah.
You feel it go down. Okay. And so, but that will give you the spiritual gift of the vibration to receive the gifts. And so that'll bring you to the highest vibration. And that's a holy water that is part of the center of the second sun. There's a lot of sun spiritual gifts that the sun has, and the next sun has, and the next sun has. And so before I knew Bog was a sun god, Bog already had taught me all about how the spiritual gifts work from the sun, and the secret dimensions within our sun, and then the secret passages between our sun and the next sun, and then the secret passages between that sun and the next sun, and so forth and so on. But I learned about all these universes that have suns with Bog before I knew he was a sun god. And so that's pretty wild. But you just got a really special spiritual gift of that blue holy water from what is he calls the old sun, which is the second sun, the number two sun from Earth. And so and now once you were aware of what you got, now look how you feel. See? And you feel really crazy. And I see that gift expanding to other people now. And so I see that gift not only being within you, but within other people. But when you get these sun god gifts, they are super powerful. And then everything changes instantly. Whatever miracle you want to manifest, try it now. And I think you'll be freaking out. So that's really good. And so I love it. Anyway, cool. Who we got, guys? Who are we talking to? You guys pick somebody. What you got? I can't. Michelle's not here tonight. They're traveling. And so they've been hanging out with their famous friends. You know how they are. Anyway. So.
Vegas and they leave Vegas. What's that about? I don't know.
I don't know. That's what they did with me too. I don't know. Anyway, they found more famous people to hang. They found more famous people to hang out with, and so they've been hanging out with Taylor Sheridan. I can't say that on the air, but I did. Whoops. Anyway,
we'll bleep that out later.
Beep. There we go. Anyhow, he's like wrote everything on TV. There's nothing on TV that he didn't write, right? He's got every hit show. How nutty. And so that's really crazy. Who are we picking? Who are we talking to?
First up, Rachel Buck.
And all right.
Rachel, tell us where you're from, please.
Minnesota.
Yay. There we are. And so Rachel, so I don't know if you've ever worked with Bog or not. Did I ever hook you up with Bog?
I think so.
Way back, you know, like way back. I've been reading you for years, and so I think I did way back. But do you? When I look, I see him already within you, around you, and you didn't only get one card. You got like a whole handful, and so. Yeah. And now I see these round, they appear as round white orbs. And in the spiritual dimension, you have these round white orbs coming down to you. And so you can feel your sinuses open as they go into your head. There you go. Your head got a little dizzy. And so this changes. Anytime you guys will feel crazy dizzy, this is your energy fields changing. This means a whole dimension, you know, blew out all the darkness. At least one dimension, it could be 100 dimensions, but this all changed up right then, and I just see you getting lighter and lighter and brighter. Now you're getting pretty warm, and so there we go, but you're looking good. You have a question or anything going on? What's happening?
Yes, I had a test result come in, and my arsenic level in my body is really high.
Oh,
and I'm just wondering what the source is.
Husband? No, I'm joking.
No, really, the doctor said, is someone trying to kill you? And I was like, and he goes, no, seriously, think about it.
Really? Did they say that? Really?
Yeah. Or I'm eating too much rice because it's really high.
Okay, let me look and see what that is. I would do another test.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do another test.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you can have a false positive on anything, and sometimes you get something and it's just not right, you see. But do another test. I don't think your husband's trying to kill you. Yeah, that's funny that the doctor thought that. You know. Yeah, right.
So I thought that was weird, and I'm just so thankful. I will have him run it again.
Do that. Yeah, I think you'll feel better. I think you'll find some different thing. Or have some, I don't know if it's him running again, or maybe another person run it again.
Okay.
And so that feels better to me. So there we go.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing to ask. I'm trying to remember if I've ever been asked that before. And yeah, maybe once, but it was after the fact, after the person had died. And indeed, someone really did give them something, you know, and so it was that kind of situation. And so, but I don't see that with you. I don't think your husband's trying to kill you.
Yeah. All right.
I don't see that. But I do see you full of light now, and I see all these spiritual gifts coming to you. So you got it raining spiritual gifts. That's going to be fun. Yeah, this opens it up. I'm telling you, this Bog connection, you know, he really, once I met him, we had an exchange, like an infinity exchange, where he gave me a spiritual gift in a ball of white light. That's what the gift looked like. And I simply said, thank you. But my energy of saying thank you gave him an abundance of appreciation, and suddenly he became young. So he went from looking like an ancient old Wizard of Oz tree to being younger. And then I remember his crackly voice going, heal me, like kind of like that. And I projected more healing and appreciation. And he kept on getting younger and younger and younger until he ended up looking like that golden character there. And so, and that's what I saw. And so we have a, you know, looks like that. And so then, of course, I find other pictures of him looking like that, which is bizarre. But he, in the ball of white light, that's like the ball of white light. That's the orb that you guys will get. And if you see the beams coming off of it, the ball of light, white light actually is also a type of God matrix, which gives you instant manifestation. And it really works. It really works. Some of these ancient pictures are kind of cool because they really do depict what's going on. So good luck. Let us know. Let us know. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Good luck. Good luck with your arsenic. Anyway, I haven't said that lately. Good luck, honey. You'll be all right. That's a little crazy. Wally, what'd you get? Let me talk to Wally real quick. Unmute yourself. There we go. You guys got him?
Yeah.
Oh, Wally, unmute. There we are.
There.
Hey, there you go. Were you able, you can see spiritually. You got to where, you know, right. you can see spiritually. Could you see Bog?
Yeah, you know, years ago you introduced us to Bog, and I've always, I talk to him off and on, but I don't know if I have a really relationship with him.
Okay. Get one.
I want one, yes. I really would.
Okay, here. Okay, he's right in front of you. I see him standing in front of you now.
Okay, I can see him, yes. Right.
Okay, now I want you to just project love and appreciation for all of his gifts. Okay. He's giving you a ball of white light. Grab the ball. There we are. You got it.
Okay.
You see? There you go. Wow, that felt good.
There yeah.
Really?
I am burning up.
Right. I'm That's so what. Hot. Yeah. When you get a gift from him, you get like that. Yeah. You get really warm. Okay. And now then just project appreciation and love. Just okay. There we go.
Appreciate
there you go.
You.
All right. And now then you went into all these infinity energies that started out and they went all the way around you and went all the way up to Bog Heaven. Okay. Now you're okay. entering the gates of Bog Heaven. Okay. And there's a water fountain. There's a water fountain there. You'll see it on the, you'll actually see it in front of you. There we
okay.
are.
Okay. I can see
okay.
it.
Yeah. Okay. Walk up to the water fountain. It's kind of glowing white and gold. And he's giving you a little drink of water from this water fountain. Drink it down, and as you drink it down, you drink it down, you'll see little holes. You look like one of those things you water the plants with. You'll see little streams coming out of you. That's healing up any holes in your aura. See it? See it?
Yeah, I see you right. Yeah. They're shooting out.
Yeah, and so that's healing up any holes in your aura. This will keep you young, healthy, alive for you know, maybe ever, we'll see. And so, but this is filling up any holes in your aura. This would be any kind of illness or any kind of, there you go. Now then look how you feel now. It's a crazy feeling. You see?
I feel good. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. Now he's walking down this golden brick road into this round room. Okay. And he's sitting on the throne and you're a little kid and your little child spirit is sitting on the chair next to him on a throne, you see? And that's your little child spirit. He's giving you a key to a door and you go open. There's a golden door in front of you now. It's there off of the round room. And as you open the door, you'll see the whole room is glowing gold. And as you walked into it, you turned into gold. This will bring you a golden aura that will make you so lucky with finances, you'll freak. Yeah. So if you ever bought a lottery ticket, do it now, okay?
And so, I bought one today.
Good.
Actually.
Well, if you win the lottery,
I'll call you.
Yeah. Call me. No. Send me a plane ticket. Anyway. So you're like, no. But I just see. But this is that's the gift you got. And so that's a really big deal gift because you got to go all the way up to Bog Heaven, Bog Palace, and that's an inner room of wealth. And you guys should ask for the same gift and you should follow along with what Wally did and be one with him and get the same gift. It works like that. And so there we go. That's a very big deal. That changes your luck with money, is what it does. And
Oh, I need that.
yeah, we'll see how you turn gold. Now you feel crazy good inside. Feel that? It's like a different
I
feeling, right?
do. Right.
It's a different feeling, very different, you see. And so there you go. You're good.
Good.
Yeah, it's, just tell him thank you again. You can't, in
Thank
the
you,
more,
Bog. Thank you.
yeah,
Thank you.
the more appreciation you give him, the more
Yeah.
everything works. And so, and it works like that as well with God. And so, but there we are.
Okay.
Say thank you, Bog, and thank you,
Thank you,
God.
Bog. Thank you, God. I have a quick question. I feel like there is a demon or something following me around, and I've
It's,
tried to
well,
get rid of it.
you're tapping into what everybody's tapping into these days. That's the bad guy demon.
Okay.
Okay, the bad guy demon comes from this next to heaven dimension. It's kind of the demon that is really, you know, attacking everybody in that dimension as you go spiritually brighter and brighter. Then everybody shows up to, you know, let you know what a bad guy you are.
Okay.
And you know, and so you'll have those people show up. Looks like that. It's very ugly, and all encompassing. And so, but you had three bad guy demons,
Okay.
and I just got rid of them. And so there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, and they
Yeah,
look like
I feel relief already.
that. Yeah, you will. And so, but
Yeah.
this is a demon that's attacking everybody.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a bad guy demon, you're not alive on earth. I
Okay.
mean, because these are people will show up out of nowhere. A lot of times your best friends, a lot of times people you've done plenty of stuff for, and they will just decide you're the bad guy.
Okay.
And then they'll do everything else to also rope everybody else in to say you're the bad guy, you see.
Okay.
And so, but that's what that is. But you can't take it
Okay.
too serious and don't hate on them too bad. They're just possessed.
Okay.
And so,
I
there
just got something I've been wondering about. You talk about all these different heavens. So when someone passes, which heaven do you go to? And
it
can you go
depends
for
on
one?
it. Well, you can always you always will usually. Well, not always. There's not an always. Okay,
Okay.
there's not an always. There's Oh God, I could tell a story. I don't know if I can tell this story to you guys.
Oh, sure you can.
Let me see. Let me see if I, well, I may piss some of you off. But anyway, I read all kinds of people, right? And there's a there's you know, I had a person I read who is now passed away. But he worked with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, as
Okay.
and he didn't really work with him. He was just his good friend. He was his friend, but he wasn't into all that crazy stuff Jeffrey was into. Just like, you know, there's a lot of other people. I mean, you had Clinton there, you had you know, Trump there, you had, you know, everybody, Katie Kirk, you know what I mean? You know, what's his name? Prince Andrew. I mean, so, I mean, all the, you know, he was just a high profile person. He had a lot of people that hung out. And, but he, so he died, of course. And the day he died, this buddy of his that I worked with at the time, or I've worked with for a long time, maybe 30 years, but he was coming to my house for me to do a healing on him, so he got to my house and he was aware that when people die of suicide or die wrongly, they get earthbound. And so he said, can you look and see where Jeffrey is and send him to the light? And I thought, you know, he's the most hated human being on the planet right now. And I don't agree with, you know, him either. I don't agree with his philosophies and what the hell, you know, he was into. But, you know, so that was a really interesting thing for me because I asked God, I said, God, what do I do? You know, do I help this guy get to heaven? That was, you know, this, you know, so-called molester. God said, do your job. Right? And so
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm listening to God. And so, but he had so much hate on him, right? He had so much hate on him that I had to grab him around the neck and yank him up And I almost never got above the hate. And so I finally got above the hate, and I got high enough above the hate that the only heaven I could deposit him into was a high heaven. Right? And I put him in there. There, I took him to the gates, went inside, and there you are. And and what was the question? I've lost my track.
Oh, which heaven do you go to?
Oh, which heaven do you go to?
Yeah.
So, he, even though he was as horrible, had horrible morals and did bad things, he went to a heaven. So everybody that thinks you're going to go to hell in a handbasket, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. And, because what happened after then? Well, I don't know. It's above my pay grade, but
Okay.
God told me to do my job. So if somebody commits suicide, then it's my job to clean that up if I can, no matter what. No matter what, I
Okay.
guess. In other words, I learned something that day, and I can feel all the heavy energy from you guys. You guys are, because you have your opinions, and so be careful of your theories and be careful of hating. And so, what's the lesson there I'm supposed to learn? Well, I never ever really figured out what the hell that was all about, except I did my job, and so like God told me to do, and I put him up there, and God. After then, I'm sure God did his job, whatever that may be. I'm not sure the karma of things, it's not my job. That's above my pay grade.
Right.
And so to answer your question, I don't have a clue. Like, what heaven do you go
Okay.
to? I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I don't know. As it probably depends on how much hate a person has. It probably depends on the amount of light you have. It could depend on the amount of forgiveness you have. I don't know. It's not. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And it's okay not to know. See, everybody that thinks that, when somebody becomes somewhat enlightened and they can see into the heavens and the big beings and all, they get a lot of spiritual gifts. They then think they have to know. And you guys can say, no, I don't know. It's okay to say you don't know
Okay.
if you don't. And it is okay to realize sometimes things are really truly above your pay grade. And it's not for you to do or not for you to know. And so at that time, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what heaven everybody goes to. Except everybody that I've ever cared for or loved, my mom, my sister, my dad, my families, I see them in heaven, and they are having the time of their life. So I usually see people that are in the heaven that is what is heaven for them, their heaven, and they're as different as night and day. And your heaven, I think it depends on you. And so
Okay.
that's the best I can do.
I was just curious. I was wondering about that, so.
Yeah, well, the main thing is that you get your perfect heaven, and I
Right.
think
Okay.
everybody's perfect heaven will show up, and so that's how I see it.
Yeah.
So, but again, I don't know which
Yeah.
one, and so, but I
Okay.
can all, but no matter which heaven is heaven, and it's really interesting because when I go to channel them for their loved ones, I can always find them. Never have a problem finding dead
Okay.
people on the other side. So, pretty interesting stuff.
Okay.
Great question though, Wally. Thanks.
Okay.
You're
Thank
always fun.
you.
Yeah, you're
Thank
always
you
fun.
so much. Okay.
Yeah, feel how you feel full inside. It's a crazy
I
feeling.
do. I feel amazing.
Good, good, buddy.
So,
Good. I'll talk to you soon.
and I have I'll keep talking to Bog, and I'll get a really good relationship with him going on.
Let me know.
So,
Let me know.
okay.
Let me
And I'll
know.
let you know if I win the lottery.
Please. Fast.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. That's crazy. That's really crazy. It got me all lit up. Anyway, so ask me questions, guys. Ask me questions about things you want to know, and especially with Bog, and especially with manifesting, because you can really do this. You really can. You'll find it really does work, I've had tons of people. Let me talk to Christine Klein because she's been around me for a long time, and you always get spiritual gifts, and you're always able to see. Now you got to where you got your spiritual eyes, and you can see things. And so, Christine, what I know you have a relationship with Bog, right?
Yes. You got me to see Bog and the big golden shiny ticket I got. So hopefully I win the lottery. And that's kind of where that connection came
I think
from.
you already have. I think
Yeah,
you already have. I think you
I have a
already
lot of luck.
Thank you.
You have a lot of luck. And so
Yeah.
that's really good. And so does your son. And so
Oh, great.
yeah, I see him glowing too. I see him glowing as well. But you actually got two cards that were really big cards that came down. One was a card that looked the size of a playing card, and it looked much like this, like that.
Yep.
And you can see it. You can see it clearly. So that's the way they look, right? And so,
Yes. Sparkly, shiny,
yeah. And so,
glittery.
right. And so you got that card, and then you look. There's another one you didn't really wrap your head around, but if you look above your house, it's bigger than the house.
Oh, wow. I see it now clearly.
Yeah, look at that. Okay,
Yeah.
this is the second dimension. If you are, if you read the book Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven, and when it talks about clearing the second dimension, guys, is now that big. That's how big it is. So this is in the second dimension, and this card is that big.
Oh.
Okay, and now in your case, you look higher, and you see another giant card.
Yep.
And that goes all the way around the earth. It's as big as the earth.
Oh,
See?
wow. Yeah, I see
Yeah.
it.
Okay, that means that you're able to manifest as big as the planets. So
Awesome.
as long as it's on the planet Earth, you can manifest it. That's a big deal. That's like really huge. And so,
Great.
cool, right? That's neat. I hadn't seen anybody get that particular thing. I got it, but I hadn't seen anybody get it like that. And so now you got that gift. What will that do? I don't know. I really don't
Yeah,
know.
that's
But
big. Yeah.
something big. So think big, okay?
Yeah. I got really emotional when you were talking to Wally about like the different heavens, because I know like there's different levels and we come back to Earth to get even more spiritually, I guess, on a different level of heavens.
Well, being on Earth itself is a privilege, and to be
Yeah.
here, because you're in a physical heaven, and a physical heaven is the ultimate heaven, is what I'm learning. Zion heaven is a physical heaven. Earth is a physical heaven. Bog heaven is a physical heaven, and so that's the way it works. And so there's a few others, So it's interesting, and I'm sure that we have a lot more to learn. And this is really fun exploring this with you guys. I really appreciate you. So there we go. And now I saw a crown go on your head. So good luck. You're getting all kinds of gifts.
Oh, thank you. I feel super hot and super warm.
Yeah. And so, and everybody else that taps into you can get these same gifts if they want
Woo-hoo-hoo,
them.
thank you.
Yeah. So there we go. Thanks, honey. Talk to you soon.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Gary.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. So
Thank you.
that's pretty crazy stuff. That's pretty crazy. Wow. Beautiful. Wow. Who are we talking to, guys? Y'all pick somebody.
Got a lot of people here. Melanie, let's go to Melanie next.
All right.
She's from Minnesota.
Gary. Thank you, Judy. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, girl?
Well, first of all, thank you. My trip to London and Paris was fantastic, just like you said. So thank you.
Good. I see golden steps, beautiful, and golden slippers. Great.
Ooh, awesome. Yeah, I asked
Yeah.
for lots of gifts on that trip.
Good.
I got attacked yesterday on the flight home, worst that I've had in ages. And Christy Moore and Suzanne Walscog helped me a ton, but would you just check and clear what we
Yeah.
missed?
There we go. I just cleared it. There. Yeah. It had to do with fear. Was it a rough ride or something?
There was a little bit, but I didn't. I thought I had done really well for
Okay.
keeping fear at bay, but something just
Yeah, you had enough fear. You had tapped into a bunch of panic attack demons that were within a person close to you. So when you're on an airplane, I mean, it really is full of people, and sometimes people have panic attack demons, and so and those panic attack demons will also jump in you. And so you had a panic attack demon that you borrowed from somebody else. And so I'm clearing that off. There you go. Now look how good you feel now. See? You feel it. There it went. You
Better.
know. Yeah, you'll be okay. But you just got a panic attack demon. Sometimes panic attack demons can be crazy. I was sitting on an airplane one time and somebody's sitting beside me and he's like he had never flown before and he was real nervous. I said, calm down, it's all gonna be good. It's okay. You know, you're gonna be fine. And so he's like, oh, well, thank you. I feel better. I appreciate it. At that moment, I saw a plane go under us that almost hit us. Right? And it freaked me out. And so I went, oh my God, right? I did like that. And this guy thought I was messing with him. And he got so mad at me because the plane was gone as quick as it went under, right? But it went right underneath our plane. And I was, it really was, you know, obviously too close for comfort. And there's a lot of these, you know. So anyway, but you know, so then of course he was really panicky and also hated me for the rest of the ride. But it was but you can pick up these panic attack demons from people sometimes, or in my case, I caused one. But you'll pick up on these panic attack demons, and when you do, you'll get crazy. And so that's what you did. You borrowed it from somebody else, and so you could clear yourself all you want, and you wouldn't really be able to shake it. So you have to project light to the whole plane, and just and everybody on it, and you'll find, oh wow, I'm better. I do this all the time when I fly, you know, and I can feel that with people, and so and again I can clear it, you know, and so, but there you are.
That was good. Thank you. No, I cleared before
Well, you have to
but
clear
when
during because
enduring.
people have, you know, everybody has their own set of demons, and so some people have a lot of panic attack demons, and when they fly, they get scared, and that's what happens. And so there you are, and then you
Yeah,
borrowed, and then you borrowed it, and
and then
so.
I couldn't think. I couldn't think. I just texted Christy. I was like,
Yeah.
please help.
Yeah, well, that's what it was, and so they would have to clear the whole plane, which is fine, and so and then that's how you get rid of that. So okay,
Perfect.
and so.
Thank you. I appreciate
Hey,
it.
good luck.
Love
Good
you. Thank you. Bye.
luck. You too. You too. There you go. Hey, you got really warm. I see you getting a lot of bog gifts. That's crazy. Who are we talking to, guys? You guys pick people.
Let's go to Tim Foley next. Tim
Oh,
Foley, where are you from, Tim?
I love it.
Basically, if you're clearing and it's not working, go bigger. Go bigger, go bigger. Yeah,
Judy, that's the solution. Absolutely.
Judy, Tim, not in there.
Okay, let's go to Shelley Schnedeker. How about that last name that I butchered?
Bet you butchered. I bet you butchered it. What do you think?
All I see is the Shelley Burkholz.
Okay. Rosalind Shea. Come on down. This is
no, Rosalind tonight. These are
okay.
all
I,
very
well,
much.
we're going to stick with Melanie's
Are you
name.
making up names? You're
I
just
am.
making you're making up stuff, you
Said I
know.
couldn't. Melanie Packard. We're going to go with another Melanie. She's there.
Hey.
I don't see her. Good one.
There you go.
Okay.
Judy, go in there and unmute her. Did you see her?
Yeah, my I'm limited skills. So, Bridget Johnson?
You're just making stuff
Michelle, Michelle, where are you? We need you.
up.
I'm here.
Bridget, don't hang
Hi.
up. Yeah, Judy was looking really kind of goofy, right? She's just making up names. They're not really. Anyway, what's your question? What's your comment?
I was actually hoping to get some help from either you or the group about what to do with my cat, who is having
Oh,
some issues.
how old's the cat?
He is about 4 or 5.
Okay. He's got a. How's his kidneys?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I haven't checked that out. But specifically, I was wondering about a situation that I'm living in with dogs where he's not exactly safe. Okay. And so I was thinking, do I rehome him? Do I keep him here? What should I? But now I'll check on his kidneys.
Check on his kidney. You know, he needs something that he's not getting. I don't know if it's a supplement or something, you know, but okay. I feel a little issue there because I was reading his health. But you know, it's not unusual for a cat to have kidney problems, actually. And but I just cleared him off. He looks a lot brighter. God, you're gonna hate me, but I'm hearing you'll save his life if you give him away.
Because
whatever dogs you got, whatever dogs are around, you're gonna kill him. You know,
so
he's not smart enough or fast enough to get away, and yeah, it's an issue.
Yeah, do you know how I can help him or who I can home him to? Or
I don't think it'll be hard. Keep on doing it. Yeah, you'll find it'll just fall into place for you. Notice how your hands got warm right then. Yeah, I see somebody.
Yeah, all of me is warm.
Okay. Yeah, you'll just see. You manifested the place for your cat to live. You see.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're getting a lot of gifts and manifestations, and so sometimes you can manifest. Sometimes they're things that people would think you would manifest, and sometimes they're silly things like "Where's my cat gonna go?" But I see you hooking it up, so it's all gonna work. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
But you got to figure out a way to transport him in the car. So you have to put him in a little cage thing. Don't let him run around in the car because he's not gonna ride. He's not gonna ride well. He may even jump out the window, and so you don't want that to happen. And so
definitely don't. Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing crazy things, you know. So I'm telling you, I'm telling you to give the cat away, and then I see you trying to do it and take him somewhere, and you don't. You think, oh, he'll be okay. He'll sit here beside me in the car. No, hell no, no, he won't. Oh, no, cats amazing. Don't like to ride. He don't like to ride in a car, and he's gonna freak out and jump out the window or something crazy. So anyway, there you are. Hope I helped.
Yes, I think you did. Thank you.
Good luck, honey. Good luck with the cat.
Thank you.
It's crazy, right? Sometimes it's just like that. And so who are we talking to, guys?
Well, let's go for Ryan Johnson. I know he's there. I did my
homework. How do you know?
Well, things.
Hi, Gary.
Hey.
Uncle Gary.
Hey, Mike. Oh, hey, what are you doing? Good to see you guys. God, there you are.
Yeah,
you are looking good. Yeah, I think you look younger. What did you do?
Thank you.
You're taking vitamins?
Same ones as always.
Oh, good, good, good.
How are you doing, Gary?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. I'm really great. What's your question?
So we have, with everything that we've had going on with Scott that you know about and everything like that over the past couple of years, we have our final court date coming up here on the 16th. And we're 16th and then the 18th, and we're just kind of hoping how these two full days of court are going to go and kind of what we should be kind of setting ourselves up for this outcome.
Well, you know, it would be the kind of thing I would need to talk to you for a minute, you know, to really go into all the details. But it looks like a win and a win. So whatever a win and a win would be, is, you know, it looks like that to me. And so, which is certainly what I wish for you guys to have is, you know, I just want the best for it. And it's, you know, to let everybody else in on the joke, it's a child abuse thing with your ex and you know, your beautiful little girl, Princess. But I hear a win and a win. So whatever the win and the win is, you know, and also Ryan, you can just call me and I'll be glad to go into that for you.
Okay? Thanks.
So much.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, because it's a minute. This is not.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's nothing I can really answer here and nail everything for you because these things are so complicated. Mm-hmm. It depends on, you know, who has what attorney. Oh, God. You know, and so, but anything I can do to help you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just call me. I'm here. All right. I love you guys. And whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Give me some of your potion. Y'all looking good.
We will bring some of this.
Yeah, you have the whitest teeth on earth. Where did they get to? Look at that. You know, you guys. Anyway, you're doing, you know, ultra bright commercials or something. Anyway, all right. Well, just call me. I'm here for you. Good luck. Okay.
We'll do. Thank you, Gary. You. Love you.
Yeah, you too. Big kisses. There we go. Anyway, and so, you know, you got to take care of your kids, right? I mean, kids are just the best. I just love kids. I love, 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 love kids. You know, I love kids and I love old people. And so now I'm almost an old people here. And so, but I just love kids and I love old people. I love both. You know, it's just crazy. And so you guys hadn't discovered kids yet. I mean, wake on up. If you hadn't discovered old people yet, wake on up, you know, because you really will get quite blessed with either one or both. And so, Judy, who are we talking to?
Let's go to Margie McMahon.
All right.
Hi, Gary.
Where are you from,
Margie? I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, neat. Okay. All right, Margie. And so what's your comment? What's your question? How are you?
My brother-in-law is experiencing kidney failure right now. And if he doesn't do anything, they're giving him like 2 months. Wow. And so I'm hoping you could take a look at him. His name's Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Is he stubborn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is he listening to the doctors at all?
It's hard to say. I'm not sure if he's telling my sister the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Feels like maybe he's not. And so I'm just clearing him off. And he had a bunch of demons that were crazy in his head. And so I'm just getting rid of that. Notice how warm you got right then?
My heart's beating really fast.
Yeah, you feel it? And so there we go. And I just cleared away all the demons I saw on him because he was loaded and he was at a very low vibration. When you're on a real low channel, you're not channeling a lot of healing. You're channeling a lot of illness. And so so he's channeling a lot of illness, which looks lousy, frankly. And he is mad about it. Sometimes you can get pissed off with God. I think he's actually even pissed off with God. And that's not smart because God's bigger than us. And what happens is when you get pissed off with God and you're projecting all this hate and anger towards God, God just simply will let you do that. And, you know, and so, and that's kind of sad. So I would think he's just got to spiritually wake on up a little bit. And if he does, I think he's possibly going to make it. And there's some things he needs to do that he's not doing. And so I don't know. Was he ever a drinker?
No.
How did he poison himself? What did he do to do this?
I mean, he's diabetic, I'm guessing.
Diabetic, yeah. That, you took the word out of my mouth. He's a diabetic. And so eats sugar. And so he's just not taking care of himself.
Sure.
And so, good Lord, there we go. I cleared him off. So he looks a lot brighter and a lot better, but he's got to take things serious. And if he does, he'll live. And if he don't, he won't.
Okay.
And that's, yeah. And so, but there's really, maybe you could talk to him about his health.
Okay.
And managing his diabetic thing, you know.
Thank you so much. Can you do a clearing on me?
There we go. I did. Look how bright you feel. See? Yeah, you look good. You got a lot of spiritual gifts too from some of the other people that were getting gifts. Could you feel it? Could you feel it when you were? Yeah, you like they would get.
I definitely felt the card in my hand.
That's crazy, right? Yeah. And so, all right. Well, just you can manifest with that card whatever you want, and that's how it works. Okay. Good luck, honey. Good luck. You're sweet. It's good. Nice for you to ask about your brother. There we go. I got him lit up. We'll see. He did light up really easy. So, you know, there's something to him, you know, but he's got to quit being mad. And so then things will work better. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Thanks, Gary. Let's talk to Tobias.
I was going to call him Tobias. Oh, that's so cool. I was going to go to him. There we are. I'm glad. Tobias, what are you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can.
How's it going?
It's going good. I'm due you a call back. Sorry, I've been crazy busy. What's going on? What's your question? What's your comment? What's happening with you?
I'm good. I was out last night, so I'm still like recovering.
Okay. But,
no, I had a question about.
I'm recovering from life. So, I get it.
Yeah. No, I had a question about one of our cats like disappeared a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's an outdoor cat. He's always in and out whenever he wants, but he just disappeared one day.
He's still alive.
He's still alive?
Uh-huh. I think he'll come back.
Yeah. So they've done that before. They'll like disappear for a month and come back.
Yeah, okay. I think he's just going to come back. That's what I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know if he was all right.
Yeah, it's a lot of cat questions tonight. And so, but he's like, that's funny, we have two. But he'll come back. That's what I see. You have a bunch of bogs around you, which is nice. And so you have, your energy field is full of them. You know, you empathed a bunch of gifts that Christine Klein got. And I just see all these bogs around you in spirit. And so there's, and now he jumped inside of you. There we go. He just hopped inside. And look how you're feeling now.
Yeah.
Crazy feeling. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy good feeling.
Yeah, it feels like everything's blurry right now.
Yeah, it is. And so that's because you're sort of in between dimensions, but you have all this light going into you. So good luck with that. All you got to do is think about what you want and it'll show up. So,
all right, perfect. Yeah, I'll try to. I got to talk to him more, Bog.
It'll work. Yeah, especially with you. It'll really work with you very easy because of the way you think. You already think right. See, when somebody thinks super positive, and they don't have any ill intention towards anybody, which is you, you already think right. And so you'll find it's very easy for you to get along with Bog really well. And so give him a lot of appreciation, and that's the key. And so, but I see how your hands are now really warming up, crazy warm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we are. Good. You're there, buddy.
Yeah, everything's glowing now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's better.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think your cat will come back quicker. So there we go.
All right.
Good luck. Call me. I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good. Love you, buddy. Love you. There we go. That's really crazy. I saw a crown come down on his head right then, too. And so who are we talking to, Judy?
It's a cat night, for sure. Mary.
It's a cat night. Oh, my God.
Jean. Let's see what... Where she's from.
I have a cat. I have a new cat.
No, I had a cat, but I give it to my friend.
Did you?
I am living here in apartment, so cat is not allowed. I came from Philippines, but I live here in Japan.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you in Japan? Are you in Japan now?
Yes, I'm in Japan now. I live here for 13 years. I have one daughter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Let me just look at you. I see all kinds of light around you. You are glowing. Good girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. What's your question? What's going on? What's your comment? What's your question?
I had a lot of shifting about my vibration for the last few months, because I think universe is clearing my energy, and a lot of things happened to my life and with my daughter. So I just want to know if we can survive for the situation we are in now. And I'm expecting miracles, because I had desired a lot of things for my life and to my daughter, because we are living now, me and my daughter only. So her father and I separated last year. Mm-hmm. So I am asking if we can survive or get over a lot of things in our life right now.
Yeah, I see you can. And so here's the thing. Ask Bog for abundance.
Okay.
Okay. Do it in your head. Do it. Just say, Bog, give me abundance, please. Okay. Now say it out loud.
Bug, give me abundance.
And then say, God, give me abundance.
God, give me abundance.
Please.
Please.
Okay, there we go. There we are. There you go. Now you got it. Phil, you got one hand. One of your hands got really warm. See?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Feel it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What I see is I see you getting one of a bog card in your hand, and also I see a relationship. I see a new relationship. Do you have a new relationship?
Yes.
Good. Awesome. And I see this beautiful soul connection with that person.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's perfect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. You'll be all right. You're gonna be fine. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Hey,
Bye.
appreciate you. Good luck. Good luck. I like you. You're awesome. She's awesome. She makes me sort of high. You know? That's kind of cool. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Let me talk to Miho. I haven't talked to Miho lately. I need to talk to Miho. She's from Japan as well.
Miho, go on and mute.
Oh yeah, Miho. There we go. Perfect.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, my girl. You got a bunch of bog gifts. I see all these bogs around you. You got bogs all the way around you in your energy field. If you guys tap into Miho and a lot, and then just there we are, and I see everybody getting the same gifts you got, but you got really the mother lode. So you paid attention, and you actually got all these spiritual gifts as everybody else was getting their spiritual gifts. And I see bog all around in your energy field, which will just make you really see how you feel really super warm. Feel really,
Yeah.
really.
Yes. Just
Yeah.
to know, I was kind of feeling I did, spend sitting on a bench with
Yeah, the bog.
bogs.
Oh, the bog bench. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's
Yes.
right.
But I was trying to remember the feeling and everything. But tonight I was kind of feeling dull, kind of, but now everything coming back. Yes. And it started when I see Mary. I know her. I met her in Japan. So
Oh, okay.
yeah, I was kind of shocked, she was separated, but then she got happier, right? That's
Yeah,
nice. Thank you. Thank you,
it's all
Gary.
perfect. Well, I see these mother loads of gifts coming down to you. And in your dimension, I see all your bigger dimensions opening up, and I see all these bog gifts there too. So this will be sort of a worldwide kind of energy. As long you can manifest anything you want, as long as it's here on the planet Earth. And so that's how you're going to find it. It'll happen for you. So you're already there. That's beautiful. It's already good. It's good. All
Thank you. Thank you,
Good
Gary.
luck.
Thank you
Good
so
luck.
much.
Good luck, honey. Good luck. There we go.
Thank you. I need.
Yeah, you got it. It's like that. It does change your luck when you're realizing that these big beings and these higher heavens, especially the physical heavens, can bring you light and bring you crazy luck if you're just appreciative and you ask for it. Never is there one that will deliver up as quick as Bog does. And so that is just again the claim to fame of that particular being, and he just brings it. And so that's gonna super help a lot of you guys. I appreciate you guys so much tonight for joining me here on Tapping In. And you can call me 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. And we're doing a spiritual retreat, Judy. We're doing a spiritual retreat. Do you know when that's the when is it June 5th, right? And so I think that's correct.
Yeah,
And
June
so
5th through the 8th.
yeah, and so and if you guys would like to book for the spiritual retreat, it's really simple. There we go. 702-827-GARY. 202-0548. That's Michelle's cell phone. And you just call her up and she'll sign you up. 702-822-0548. And you're going to get the biggest kick out of the energy here. It's so spectacular right now. I've never seen so many spiritual gifts. Every day it's just raining spiritual gifts. I'm staying dazed out of my mind because of all the energy. It's just pretty amazing and super strong. 702-822-0548, or you can call 800-827-GARY. Call the office anytime, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. You can also book a private reading with me. And so you guys are just beautiful. I see you all lit up. You're looking really, really good. I'm looking at you. I'm projecting light and love to every one of you guys. You got it going on. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Beautiful, beautiful. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club, and you can join us the Wednesday energy clearings. I'll be here Wednesday. And the energy clearings are crazy because I get these from God. Every Wednesday morning, I'll get something from God, and he'll say, do it this way, walk them into it, show them all your little tricks on how you get there and how you bring it down. And so many times I'm up in heaven and I'm just bringing that vibe down. And so you want to realize you can go to these high heavens in your consciousness. And if you go to these high heavens in your consciousness and bring that down, bring it back down to your heaven, you'll manifest those high heaven vibrations and things will happen for you so easy and so perfect. It's a crazy thing. I got to talk to Carletta Coleman. She's driving me crazy. Carletta, what you got in your head, girl? Anyway, what you got? What you got going on? Unmute. So there we are.
How are you, Gary?
I'm good. I'm doing really, really good. And so you got this really big glowing and you got a God matrix in your head. And so,
whoa!
You know, when I see these God matrixes in a person's head, I mean, last week I had somebody from Australia, and this guy had this God matrix in his head, and I taught him how to see inside of his wife's physical body and also heal her. And so it was really crazy to sort of see that thing. I think we got, you know, that anyway, this stuff on the website, I think. But when I look at you, you got a God matrix in your head. So you got really lit up. So how's everything going? You manifesting stuff? What's happening?
I am manifesting. Yeah. I wanted a Buddha statue for my patio and I needed a small shoe rack and I found both of them today. So manifesting is no problem. Thank you, Bog. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I see you manifesting things. And there's a dichotomy, I guess. You know, you got a Buddha and a shoe rack. Okay, perfect.
Yes. All right. There's two other questions that I have.
Okay.
One, I just recently found out that Pollyanna passed away and my heart is broken. And I just want to know, did she make it to heaven?
Big heaven, big beautiful. She looks like she's Cleopatra.
So I know she does. The queen she is.
Yeah, so I see her. She looks like Cleopatra. She's really having good fun. Yeah.
Good. Good. I'll... Thank you. And the second thing is that, well, you know, my son is with us, yep, staying with my husband and I. And he's been through a lot. He's been through hell and back. There's a lot of damage there. And my question is, can you have a damaged soul?
You can have holes in your aura, which is your spirit. And of course, your soul is part of your spiritual DNA. And so, but you can have, you can be beat up, you know, and you can be beat up. Usually it's your spirit that's more beat up than your soul, but it can be. And so when I look at him, in the book Your Keys to Heaven, it talks about doing a soul replacement, and okay, there's one little thing in there where it talks about you can bring in a brighter spirit and a brighter soul, and so it really does work. But I'm just now working on him, and his spirit's more beat up than anything. And there, I just fixed it. It's okay. It's not hard. He's gonna feel better. There we are.
Okay. He's doing better. And I heard you earlier talking about arguing. And it's out of character for me to just lunch. Mm-hmm. This week I've lunched twice.
You went off twice.
I just went off. Like, yeah. What in the heck? But I know there's a lot of planetary stuff going on, a lot of spiritual stuff going on.
Yeah, you're gonna be all right. There we are. You're looking good now. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You may have went south for a minute, but you came back around. So there we are. Beautiful
Love
light.
You.
Love you too, honey. Beautiful light. Love you a lot.
Thank
love
you.
You a lot. And I love all you guys a lot. I appreciate you. They're screaming at me. Go. I so appreciate you to joining me here on Tapping In every week. And I just want to take all you home with me. So, yeah, if you guys want to just move in, you can next week. That'd be fine. You know,
Happy there we Easter, are. Everyone. Yeah. Happy Easter tomorrow.
It's Easter tomorrow. I almost missed it. Yeah, that's
you
right.
You had that Easter bunny come 1 year. I remember that.
Yeah, Easter bunnies, eggs, hiding eggs. I hope y'all are hiding eggs tomorrow. Remember when you did that, Judy? I did that as a little kid. I was always, you know, with my cousins. They were like,
I still do it. I still do it. Only this, we do it with money.
You had money?
Money. Some get a quarter, some get $20.
Oh, nice. All right. So, I would cheat. I would cheat. I would absolutely cheat. I would find it. I'd find a 20.
You know,
is it? Do you put them in the egg? What do you do? How do you do it?
Put money in the egg, and then, and then you hide the eggs all over, and whatever egg you get. This year, I'm putting numbers in the eggs, and then we have lottery tickets. So you get a number in the egg, and then you get to pick whatever lottery ticket matches that.
Judy, you fun. You fun, Judy. You fun. I would love it anyway.
It's what's out here. Jumping out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, happy Easter, even though you argue. Happy Easter, you know, happy Easter, Brian. Happy Easter to Noach. And the next week, Dean and Michelle will be back. They were traveling tonight.
And so
we do. Anyway, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much for tapping in. And they're, I would stay all night, but they're making me go. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you.